everyone. Welcome back to the Carolina Outdoors, where we're talking about different outdoor activities and events and people that are making outdoor news across the Carolinas and beyond. Of course, we hang our hat daily at Jesse Brown's Outdoors, where we are outfitting people for hikes, for fly fishing, for trips, and any other adventure, whether it be close to home or far, far away. Today, though, we're going to talk about a subject that we don't really sell the equipment at Jesse Brown's, bicycling. Bicycling, of course, is given many of us our first taste of freedom out there from childhood or even now when many of us have been bottled up, maybe at home, not getting out much. The bicycle has been acting as a bit of the freedom for us to get outside and get away from the house. We're going to invite Tom Pierman from Jesse Brown's onto the program to give some insight into cycling. Now that the days are getting a little bit shorter, the temperature is getting a little bit cooler, and it's just great to get outside and ride a bike. So do you need all that spandex? Do you need that fancy bike? Those are some of the questions that Tom's going to help us answer, as well as where to go ride them. So join in with me, Bill Barty on the Carolina Outdoors, in welcoming Tom Pierman to the program.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Good to be here.
What's up, Tom? Let's just jump in feet first. You talked to us several times here on the program about where to go biking. We went through the closures way back in the spring of where we couldn't go biking or where we could. So things mainly now are opened up and we're being safe, but let's go back to that same question. Not only are the parks open and the greenways, they're open, the mountain bike trails are open, the Whitewater Center is open, but what about other routes? What about road routes, or what are the more popular routes that people are riding these days now that fall is here?
Well, Bill, you mentioned a lot of the good ones. Charlotte is a wonderful place to ride bikes. We have so many places to get out and ride, from Lake Norman State Park on the north side of the county all the way down to Anne Spring Close down in the Fort Mill Rock Hill area, west to Kings Mountain, and east all the way over to Morrow Mountain. So we have we're blessed to have all these places to ride. There's a great growing greenway network, and fall is really my favorite time of the year to ride. I mean, days are shorter, but they're also a little bit cooler. It's nice, especially for those that aren't out trying to kill themselves on a bicycle and just want to get some fun exercise and enjoy the views out there on a bike. This is my favorite time of the year to ride. So get out there and pick your favorite surface, whether it's getting on the road or getting on a trail or a greenway, and go ride a bike.
So I want to ask you a little bit about that, because the way that invitation occurs is it sounds pretty simple. Get a bike and ride. But many of us can see the group riders out there, or even the single riders out there, whether they're on a road bike or maybe they're even at a single track mountain bike trail, and they are decked out and their bike is decked out. Spandex, head to toe. The right sport glasses are on them. They have the clip-in pedals with the clip-in shoes, as well as the water reservoir in their back with the bite valves all coming out where they're hitting it. Is that the requirement these days for a bike ride, or can us, pardon this term, pedestrian cyclists, can we still join in with our hiking shorts, if you will, and our long sleeve sun protective shirts, and of course our helmet, but what is the equipment requirement just for us pedestrian folk to ride a bike and enjoy it?
Well, since we're on the radio / podcast world, you can't see me, but I'm raising my hand right now. I am guilty. I've been a active cyclist for probably since my college days, so I do have. I might be one of those people that show up at the ride geeked out in all my cycling gear, but also love to jump on my beach cruiser and ride down and get a cup of coffee and, something to eat. So to answer your question in short, no, you don't need all that. And no, you shouldn't be intimidated when you see all that. But you did mention something good, which is very similar to how we at Jesse Brown's outfit people to enjoy the outdoors, be it hiking or fly fishing. It's sort of the same concept. You want to wear active clothing, things that, you know, a sun shirt that doesn't hold moisture, unlike a cotton shirt that's going to get all soggy, comfortable clothes, lightweight clothes, you know, smart wool socks, something that's not going to hold moisture. So some of those concepts are the same. You do want to wear active clothing, but you mentioned two things, water and a helmet. You know, those are the two things. Any sunglasses work. It's good to have sunglasses that protect your eyes, and it also keeps the sun out. All those other things you mentioned are perfectly acceptable. So from the person that wants to wear their athletic shorts and their tennis shoes on flat pedals, all the way to, you know, raising my hand again, the geeked out cyclist, all that in between works. The biggest thing is being comfortable on the bike. Make sure your bike fits and it's safe. Wear your helmet, bring water, bring sun protection when you need it, and just be prepared. Check the weather. It's a good time of year to check the weather. It's getting cooler, so maybe rain's coming, so those type things. But no, back to your question, anything from beginning to end works, and everybody should be out enjoying it and not worried about whether they're a quote-unquote, you know, cyclist with all the gear.
Tom Pearman is the voice that you hear there from Jesse Browns, an avid cyclist for decades, and he's sharing a lot of his wisdom with us right now and information with us here on the Carolina Outdoors. I'm Bill Bartee. We come in each week to do something just like this, spread knowledge about being outside, being properly equipped outdoors. Bill Bartee from Jesse Browns on the Carolina Outdoors. We're glad you're joining us, whether it be via the airwaves of WBT Radio up and down the Eastern Seaboard early on a Saturday morning, or maybe you're subscribing to us via podcast. If you like what you hear, rate and review us. It helps other people find the Carolina Outdoors and learn a little bit more. So, Tom, I think we can figure it out as far as biking our neighborhoods, or maybe even heading over to Colonel Francis Beatty Park or the Whitewater Center or the Anclos Greenway down in York County that you mentioned. But let's look at the roadways of the Charlotte metro area. And we know we've got the north side, which, you know, goes all the way up into whether it be Mooresville, Cornelius, Concord area. We've got the west side, and again, I would like to include Gaston County and then some that way. You've got the east side, which includes a lot of Union County, and south as we head down into whether it be York County, Lancaster counties, those places. Talk to us about the roadways and maybe a little personal insight of what is the most beautiful place, area, or of those four quadrants that you personally like to go to. You don't have to do all four, but just wanted to give our listeners out there some insight into what biking east of Charlotte proper into Union County, those roadways, down into Lancaster County, down 521, something like that. You got any route favorites that you can share, whether it be a 30-mile, 50-mile, or even more?
Sure, Bill. There's a lot of good places to ride. So you always hear a lot of people talk about riding on the road. It's too dangerous around Charlotte. I don't want to ride on the road. I'm going to get killed or get hurt. Mm-hmm. I hate to use that word. But riding on the road can be dangerous, but it also can be very safe. And the way it's safe is, as a cyclist, you need to follow the same rules that a car would ride. There are times where you do need to control the lane, but there's times where you want to be courteous and help cars pass where you can. The other thing when riding on the road, whether day or night, and night comes sooner than it used to now that we're into the fall, and we'll soon have daylight savings time, which will make it darker even early. I always ride with a bright red blinker on the back of my bike, even during the day, and it doesn't hurt to ride with a white blinker on the front. That's even during the day when you don't need it for visibility. It helps people see you. Also is plan your route and plan the time of day you ride. If you go ride at noon or you go ride at 8 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you're probably going to be on a road with a lot more traffic. The group I ride with tends to ride really, really early in the mornings. We're off the roads on the weekends, probably before most people have had breakfast and have gotten started with their day. So picking the time you ride, picking your route. Charlotte, if you go, I think it's on the city's website, but there has a great network of roads within the city that have bike lanes. And so you can sort of plan your route if you're just a recreational rider or you're wanting to ride from point A to point B. Try to pick roads that are either not as busy or have some of our bike lanes already on those roads. So that makes it safer. As far as your second question, where I like to ride, it depends on what I'm riding. If I'm riding mountain bikes, I like to go, I probably go to the Whitewater Center just because they have almost 50 miles of trails. But if you're on the north side, Lake Norman State Park is a beautiful place to ride. You mentioned Francis Beatty on the east side. So we have some great places to ride. As far as road cycling, I personally am not as familiar with the Union County side. Just because I don't live over there, I tend to ride more on my side of the town. We like to ride west. There's a great, if you want to do anything from, to the Whitewater Center and back, which is about 30 miles, all the way to going out through, Belmont, McCaddenville, all those Locust, all those little towns. There's a route we do that people in our group that'll peel off and do 40, 60, 80. You can make that loop as long as you want. And it's a beautiful route out through that countryside, and people are used to seeing cyclists. So it's a pretty safe place to ride. Again, like I said, we ride pretty early in the morning on the roads, but I recommend riding with a few people. I don't like to ride by myself. I just don't feel I'm seen as well. But then some people don't like to see 100 cyclists eating up the whole road. So just a reasonable size group, find some friends that ride at your level, and pick a route and go ride.
I'm going to try to pin you down on that west side route too. And no traps, but just so our listeners can have an idea, because you mentioned some places that many people will know heading west into Gaston County. But I wanted to find out, there's only so many roads that are easily used to get over there. And I know Interstate 85 is not one of them. But do you use 74 to get over that way? And then once you get into McCaddenville, do you go into town proper and ride those hills as well? Because that is not only beautiful, but it could also be challenging, I would guess, because of the texture of the geography. And then lastly, that west side ride is really nice because that's where our first bits of color will come from here in October. As the higher altitude areas, the high country, if you will, of the Carolinas are already starting to have their color, and that will just come down for us leaf peeping fans who like that introduction of fall here in the Carolinas.
So, Bill, I'm the worst person ever giving directions. If you ask me how to get somewhere, I usually don't know how to tell you. I say, well, go to that old house, and that red house is now blue, and turn right. And so I've ridden some of those roads so many times, I have a hard time telling you the names of them. You just ride them so much, you just know you turn right here or I turn left here. But to answer your question, to get out of the city safely, the first little part can be some traffic, but again, not early in the morning. We sort of go out West Boulevard and take a right there at the big new train depot out by the airport, and then take that road that loops around behind the airport. And you could take a left on, and if any of my buddies are listening to this, it's going to be a hard time because I've been down that road a million times. But you're going, turning left on Walker's Ferry, and then you go take a right, and you're going to go up and over 85, and you'll come in right to that side road where that little country store is, and you're right there at the Whitewater Center. So you're not on 74, you're not on Wilkinson Boulevard, you're not on 85. So that's a fairly, and that road has a good size shoulder. So there's ways to get around. You do have to plan your routes sometimes, but there are ways to sort of what I like to say bob and weave around town to stay off sort of our major thoroughfares.
I'll let you do an anecdotal answer on this. And if you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, we are talking bicycling locally, Charlotte area bicycling. And we hope that maybe this will tickle your interest to get into that garage, grease that bike up, and sneak it out, whether it just be around the neighborhood or maybe you want to stretch it out a little bit and head out to the Whitewater Park or even over possibly to McCaddenville. Tom Pearman is the one who is sharing this knowledge here on the Carolina Outdoors. And I guess Tom, the next step would be that equipment. Can we just get our old bike out there and ride it, or do we need to go buy a whole new bike? A reminder, we don't sell bicycles at Jesse Brown's, but we have an avid following in the outdoor and active realm of customers and clients that come in who are bike owners and bike enthusiasts. They just have to deal with the bike shops to tune up all that stuff and to make those types of purchases. Do we have to go crazy with equipment?
No, you don't. I'm going to tell you a real quick funny story. We went up to Saluda, which if anybody knows where Saluda is, it's up near Hendersonville, and there's some beautiful riding up there, especially this time of year. And this was a few years back when I was younger and even in better shape. We went up for a weekend ride, and we were climbing one of the mountains, one of the hills up there, and a buddy of mine, where we were suffering pretty hard. We were climbing this hill, and we're probably in one of our easiest gears. And this was on a Sunday afternoon, and we passed this gentleman who was, put it this way, he was way older than we are, and I'm 50. And he, Sunday afternoon, and he had on his short sleeve plaid shirt and a pair of khaki pants, and he was on what most of us would consider a beach cruiser. He might have had three speeds on it, but it was an upright, sort of what you think of as a cruiser. And let me put it this way, going up that hill, we were not gaining on him very fast. He had us by age, and his bike probably weighed three times ours. So the answer is no. This guy was, you know, 30 years older than me, in way better shape, and just taking his nice little time climbing up this hill. So you don't. It's good. You know, if you're going to go to the mountains, it's probably nice to have some gears on your bike. You want to make sure it's safe, make sure, you know, your tires are in good shape and your bike is mechanically sound. It doesn't help, doesn't hurt to learn how to change a tire, change an inner tube if you're out going to be out way away from civilization and don't have access to call somebody to come pick you up. That's probably the most common thing that happens on the road. But no, you can get out, you know, that's a perfect example of we were in the mountains and we were doing, and we ride a lot and we were doing everything we could to catch this guy. So you can ride anywhere, but it does help to have the right equipment in certain places. For instance, you're not going to go get on a single track mountain bike trail with a city bike. It's just not going to function. But for general riding, you know, sort of the any bike will do.
Hey, I got to ask you a question, because at Jesse Brown's, and of course, we don't want to harp on pandemics and stuff like that, but it's just out there. And the outdoor realm has enjoyed a lot of success in that, because during this time, 2020, from springtime till now, people are taking on new sports and they are appreciating getting outdoors a little bit more. At Jesse Brown's is no different. We have had people coming in by the droves to get outside and enjoy fly fishing or hiking or camping or where to go, that sort of thing. But also noted that there are fewer cars out there on the road. More people are working from home, not driving into town. This may be an anecdotal question looking for an anecdotal answer, but and it's maybe a little throwback to safety on the roadways. But anecdotally, do you feel like there are fewer cars out there, or is it making a cycle trip more enjoyable because of the fewer cars? Can you tell a difference on any of your rides in 2020 as compared to 2019 or before?
Good question, Bill. Absolutely. You can tell there's less traffic. There's just less traffic going everywhere in town. You know, my daughter likes to go down and ride the velodrome. If nobody's familiar with that, we have a wonderful, there's only about 22 of them in the country. It's the high bank racetrack that you see in cycling. You usually see it when you're watching the Olympics. It's about the only time it's ever on TV.
Rock Hill.
So down in Rock Hill. And, you know, during our normal times, it can take me 45 minutes to get down there. I can get down there in 25 now. So, yeah, there's just less cars on the road in general. But you were talking about fly fishing and camping and hiking. You know, even if you're not a cyclist, plan an adventure. This is a great time to plan an adventure weekend or a long weekend. So go up, fly fish one day. Go for a hike one day. And maybe go biking one day. If you're looking for something easy, check out the Virginia Creeper Trail up in Virginia. You're talking about an all-day ride that's 1% downhill the whole way. And there's great fly fishing right there at the Virginia Creeper and great hiking. So plan a weekend like that where you can participate in multiple outdoor activities. And here at Jesse Brown's, we can outfit you for just about all of that.
You heard it. Permission granted to get outdoors, take on all of these sports. Now is the time. Tom Pierman from Jesse Brown's has put forth the charge. Hey, Tom, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. I hope everybody gets a opportunity to get outside this fall and enjoy this beautiful weather.
Well, I think I'm going to take off my training wheels ASAP and get out there and start pedaling. That's Tom Pierman. I'm Bill Barty. Stay tuned for the conclusion of this week's Carolina Outdoors.